They are thankful to the Lord for the blessing that Kent was to them, and they look forward to seeing him again in paradise. Thank you, Reverend Elder and Joyce Bruss, for being today's KFUO Day Sponsors.
Before I met my lawyer, I felt hopeless. I felt soon to be homeless. And after I met my lawyer, I got that hope back. I was like, yes, we can do this. You know, gave me the energy to go. I just want people to know that there's always help out there. Go out there and look for it and go get it.
Visit MissouriLawyersHelp.org to learn more. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements. Brought to you by the Missouri Bar.
Let the children come to me. But how can children come to Jesus if they've never heard his word? The Lutheran Heritage Foundation is an LCMS-recognized service organization dedicated to translating and publishing the books of our Lutheran faith, including children's Bible storybooks, into the languages of the world. Go to LHFmissions.org to learn how you can adopt a project that will put a book about Jesus into a waiting child's hands.
Where is God's mission? God's mission is everywhere. Yes, it's far away, but it's also very near. It's as near as your congregation and school, your neighborhood, your family and friends, even as near as your home. Wherever you are, God's mission is in that place. Through his mission, Christ is bringing forgiveness, life, and salvation to people everywhere, even here, right where you are. God's mission here. Learn more at lcms.org/national mission.
Proclaiming the good news of Christ for you for 100 years. KFUO, Clayton, St. Louis.
Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 35. The Reverend Quinton Cundiff is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our scripture reading today is from Matthew, the 9th chapter, beginning with the 27th verse. And as Jesus passed on from there, two blind men followed him, crying aloud, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When he entered the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" They said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, be it done to you." And their eyes were opened. And Jesus sternly warned them, "See that no one knows about it." But they went away and spread his fame throughout all that district. As they were going away, behold, a demon-possessed man who was mute was brought to him. And when the demon had been cast out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds marveled, saying, "Never has anything like this been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He casts out demons by the prince of demons." And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. This is the word of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. There is a very real ebb and flow to life. There are some days when it seems like we have accomplished very little, and there are some days that we are amazed at everything that we are able to fit into our day. I've only been here in the building for a little over a month, and I can already see that to be the case. There is some comfort, I think, in knowing that our Lord himself had similar days. Remember that his ministry stretched out over years, and there were undoubtedly days that were not worth writing about, and there were days that were filled with activity. What we have before us today is one very busy day for Jesus. The text that we have just begins to show us some of the hectic nature of his day. Jesus is walking along and two blind men start following him, begging him for help. That alone would be a memorable event. But this is not how Jesus started his day. No, if we look back at the beginning of Matthew chapter 9, we see that Jesus' day began with the healing of the paralytic man. You know, the one that Mark tells that the man's friends dug a hole in Jesus' roof and lowered him down so that Jesus could heal him. Then Jesus, after that, goes and gathers a new disciple, Matthew, to himself, calls him to follow him. And then while at dinner, perhaps even as Jesus was trying to, as the language we would use, onboard Matthew as a disciple, the Pharisees come to challenge Jesus about fasting. And before that meal was even done, Jesus is once again sought out, this time by Jairus, a ruler of the synagogue, who came to request Jesus' assistance for his daughter who had died. And as Jesus is on his way to go raise this little girl from the dead, a woman with a bleeding disorder touches him to gain healing. And finally, after all of this, Jesus finally gets to Jairus' house, raises the little girl from the dead. That is a lot to cover in one day. That is a very busy day. And all of this is in Matthew's first day on the job. But even this is not enough, because this is where our text for today picks up. As Jesus is walking back home, these blind men come begging him for help, calling him the Son of David, calling to mind not just the idea of the Messiah, but of kingship, the throne of David, and the hope of many Jews for a political kingdom. And note that Jesus does not immediately grant their request. Already that day, he had answered the cries of the paralytic man, or at least the paralytic man's friends. He healed the woman with the bleeding disorder, who didn't even bother to speak to him. He answered Jairus' call for help with his daughter, and yet these blind men stumble after Jesus, and he seemingly ignores them. And in human terms, we might say that was almost understandable. Jesus had a long day. He's done a whole lot. We get tired. Sometimes we feel like we have done enough for other people and cannot do anything more. But for those who are left waiting, the question is, why not me? Why was I not worth your time? See, for Jesus to do this, it seems strange. But Jesus does not leave their call, their plea for mercy unanswered. Instead, Jesus brings them back into his home and heals them in private, lest the political nature of their request be given standing in public. And even then, after all of this, as they are walking out, now men who can see going home, as they are leaving, a demon-possessed man is brought into Jesus. At the end of his day, after all of this, he is now being asked to do battle with the forces of evil. Are you tired yet? Are you feeling worn out just hearing about Jesus' day? Maybe you can resonate with this because it mirrors many of your days here. After all, we too are here because we seek to carry out the work of God. Of course, we know that we are not Jesus. We are not capable of all of these things, but we still want to help. We do this because we want to help the whole church. We want to be a resource and a help to many. We want to faithfully serve our Lord. And yet, how many of us have days that are often just filled with one meeting after the next? It may feel like you spend hours doing nothing but responding to emails. And then at the end of the day, you go home mentally exhausted. could not possibly think of doing something else for another person. But yet our Lord Jesus Christ did not turn away any who came to him. He forgave the sins of the paralyzed man, healing him as well. Jesus gently and lovingly assured the woman with the bleeding disorder that she was healed on account of her faith. Jairus' faith is similarly rewarded with the restoration and resurrection of his daughter. The blind men are healed and the demon-possessed man cleansed. And Matthew ends this chapter with these words. And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Notice that the primary importance for Jesus was the teaching and proclaiming the gospel. And it is through this same gospel that you and I are healed. Like the blind men in our text, we have not seen the miracles that our Lord performed. They had only heard about Jesus and believed in him. And so it is the same for us. We have heard the eyewitness accounts of those who saw Christ, who interacted with him. And like the blind men before us, we come stumbling before Jesus, begging for his mercy. And graciously, he grants his mercy to us. He receives you as one whom he suffered and died for. Our Lord sits at the right hand of his Father, and through whom the entirety of the universe is governed, still has time for you. He is delighted to hear from you when you pray. It is his pleasure to grant you blessings. And most importantly, he forgives you of all your sins. He forgives you your sins because even the day that is described in our text today was not his hardest day. No, that would be the day that he hung naked on the cross, suffering the full weight of our sins and the full wrath of the Father. But he did that out of his great love for you. And because of that, your sins are forgiven. And we can trust him when he tells us this through the words of the absolution. We can know that we are not like sheep without a shepherd. For we know our shepherd and we know his voice. Our shepherd is the one who assures us that our sins are forgiven, that we are righteous in the Father's sight, and that we are not alone. What's more, our shepherd keeps an ever-vigilant watch over us, driving away that prowling lion who seeks to devour us. No matter how busy we may be, he is never too busy for us. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord to life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.